Good morning and welcome to the K-State Research and Extension Report, today featuring Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in livestock, Rod Schaub. Good morning, Rod. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic.
All right. And that's great to hear. And so today you're going to be talking about cattle body condition scores and how fall is kind of the best time to change those if those need to be changed.
Correct, Tommy. Our native grass pastures, they're starting to decline now in nutritional value, and it's not uncommon. So when you walk out and you're looking at your cows, you might see a thin cow here or there. And oftentimes those are our younger cows, maybe our first calf or second calf heifers that have milked really well, you know, and they've got a nice big calf beside them. And we need to be thinking about how to increase that body condition score to get them through the winter a little bit better. So the best time to actually improve body condition scores on fall calving cows or spring calving cows is in the fall, okay? Right after weaning, okay? So there's a time period of about 45 to 60 days after they're weaned that is the time that has their lowest nutritional requirements of any time in the whole year. And so it's important to do something during that time period if we have some thin cows. And weaning, of course, is that first step. We want to get that calf weaned. This will greatly reduce the maintenance needs of that cow. And cows that are weaned earlier in the fall then also have a little longer to add that body condition score back. And they can usually do that with very little supplement, especially if it's done, like I said, early in the fall. Supplements that provide both energy and protein are probably what we really want to look at, because our cows can probably go through our pastures and pick and get good enough protein values, but they a lot of times can't get the energy values they need to add that extra weight. So some of the traditional supplements that we've used in the past would be range cubes, for example. That would work fine. We could use products, byproduct feeds like distillers grains, corn gluten feeds. We can use concentrates where we can blend soybean meal or some of the byproduct feeds with some grain. We can even use alfalfa. All that works relatively well as a supplement. And we don't want to forget that there may be some grazing opportunities as well. If we've done any fall fertilizing of fescue, that would be a good place to put some of these thin cows. Another thing to think about would be if we have any Milo stalks or corn stalks where we have a little grain that's on the ground, that grain will help them while they're out there on those stalks, and that will also benefit those cows. And I guess the reason that we're really trying to do this is if we can improve body condition scores now on those cows, it's kind of thought of as an insurance policy. We don't know what's coming this winter. We don't know how cold it's going to be, how wet it's going to be, those types of things. But we do know that cows that are in good body condition experience cold stress at a lower temperature than those thinner cows. In addition to that, they're going to be stronger come time to have that calf and more apt to rebreed if they're in that good body condition score. So until next time, be looking at your cows and stay safe.
Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Adult Development and Aging and Family Resource Management Agent, Janae McNally.